In a collaboration of the Sundance Institute, Park City Education Foundation, and local libraries, the One Book, One Community program actually includes two books this year, both by writer Sherman Alexie. The book for all high school students to read was The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, a young adult read, and The Lone Ranger and Tonto, Fistfight in Heaven is the book for the community. The 1998 Sundance Award-winning film Smoke Signals was based on one of the stories in the second book. Now, author Alexie and filmmaker Chris Iyer will visit Park City on Thursday for a free screening of Smoke Signals, followed by a Q&A. And on Friday, Alexie will be at Dolly's Bookstore on Main Street from 4 to 5 p.m. Both author and filmmaker will visit high school classes on both days. Jen Billow of the Park City Education Foundation says they were excited to include a film component.
We all know the high school has this amazing film department. So for the first time, this grant could have a film component as well. And then to have Sundance bring in Sherman and Chris is just an amazing opportunity for these students. I mean, Sherman doesn't come to schools anymore, so that was fantastic. So the adults get to read the adult book, and the kids get to read the young adult book, and it's been a great experience.
Sherman and Iyer will work with English and filmmaking students on Thursday and Friday.
And they're meeting with English classes and the filmmaking classes and giving them their perspective on, you know, how do you become a reader? How do you become a writer? How do you become a filmmaker? And it's very exciting because, you know, these are top nationally ranked, you know, author and filmmaker, a Sundance Award winner. It's a college level experience that it's the one shared academic experience that every kid in the high school has. No one has, there's not one student that can say, you know, I had the same science, I had the same math. Everybody gets to have this experience, whether you're an AP student or at the Learning Center, everybody gets it. So we love this grant because it's a great opportunity.
The film screening is free and will be shown in the Jim Santee Auditorium at the Park City Library on Thursday at 7 p.m. Kara Cody of the Sundance Institute gives a synopsis of the movie, saying it's one of her favorite Sundance films.
You know, tells the story of a young man who's estranged from his father, and he's learned that his father has passed away, and he has to go collect his father's ashes and his things. He doesn't have the money to do so, so he enlists the help of, I don't really want to say a friend, he's, you know, kind of an acquaintance, and the friend offers to give him the money, but he has to go along on this journey with him. And so it's about that. It's about acceptance, healing, just a wonderful, wonderful film. It's, you know, you're going to laugh out loud. You're going to have tears in your eyes. It is absolutely fantastic.
Dolly's Bookstore will offer Sherman Alexie's books at the Thursday screening, in addition to holding the book signing at Dolly's Friday at 4 p.m. Finally, Billow addresses the backlash that came from what several parents called inappropriate content in the young adult book.
I was talking to the English department yesterday, and maybe 2% of the parents and kids have opted out of reading the book. So it's an extremely small minority, and every parent certainly has the right to advocate for their child. That's what we want parents to do. That's the great thing about Park City. But it's pretty small, you know, when you think about 2%. So overall, it's just been this great experience.
Again, students will be with Alexie and Iyer both Thursday and Friday. The public is invited to Thursday's film screening at 7 p.m. at the library and a book signing at Dolly's at 4 p.m. on Friday. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.